There are two stages to a Jewish marriage. In halacha, the second stage, nisuin, which the Gemara refers to as chuppah, which means either literally staying together under a chuppah, or it means a husband providing for his wife, for instance, by putting on a veil or otherwise clothing her, like at the bedekin. Or according to the Rambam, chuppah means the couple spend time alone together, yichud. We do all of those at a wedding, quick succession. The second stage of a Jewish marriage is nisuin, and that's when the couple is fully and functionally married. Married, sharing an apartment together, sharing a roof together, fully married. Al pi halacha, there's an earlier stage. It's not apparent nowadays because our practice for the last couple of centuries has been that we do the two stages back to back. It seems like everything's happening at once, but it's clear that in the days of Chazal, there were often months, as much as a year, in between these two stages. The first stage is the Kiddushin, the formal marriage after Kiddushin. Kiddushin is the opening topic of the first Mishnah, Maseches Kiddushin, Ishan Niknan Spigim Adrachim, Kesar Shtarabiyah. That's talking about Kiddushin. We practice, and the Rambam already wrote 900 years ago or so, that's already, in his time, there had already been a universal practice to choose a Kiddusha Kesef, in particular, give a ring, give a coin, give something, an item of value, Aram Kudeshously, and then the Chasen gives a Kala, an item of value, and she's thereby Mikudesha. They are technically married. It's Kufas Chazal, you have the technical marriage, but they wouldn't be functionally, practically married. They wouldn't have Nisuin yet, they would technically be married. But then he would continue to live with his family, she would continue to live with her family for a couple of months until everything was ready for the wedding and the marriage, the apartment was ready, the furniture was ready, and then they would have chuppah, nisuah, and shavah brachas, and then mamish commence married life together. Bizman hazeh, our practice is that we do them simultaneously, but b'tkufas chazal, I guess one way to think about it was that kiddushin functioned sort of the way engagement functions nowadays, but with halachic teeth. In other words, the kiddushin was a decision that we are going to be married. Much more, now, after you're engaged, you're not married al pi halach at all. If you do kiddushin, so she's an eish hazish, and they are technically al pi din married. But it functioned like engagement in the sense that they were committed to each other, they weren't, practically speaking, living together yet as husband and wife. They still have separate addresses and separate bank accounts, and so on and so forth. So that's Kiddushin and that's Nisuin. And the Gemara says, Ksubas Tav Zayin, that the Nisuin is accompanied by the Shavar Brachas, Yotzer HaAdam, Shakal Baruch Vodo, and so on and so forth, Shiyotzer HaAdam B'Tzalmo, Mehir Hashem Elokeinu, all those Brachas, Mesameh Chasen and Makala, the Shavar Brachas are meant to accompany the Nisuin. The chuppah. The Gemara says, when the chasen does the kiddushin, when the chasen gives, it says harei mekudeshesli to the young woman and gives her a ring, there's a bracha that accompanies that as well. And that's the birkas erusin. Asher kiddushan sosav etzivanu starts the way any birkas hamitzvah does, but it's much longer. You don't just say lekadesh esaisha. Asher kiddushan sosav etzivanu harayos v'asalanu harusos hitzalanu sanasuos lanu, and so on and so forth. A whole beautiful paragraph. So that's the Birkas Erusin. The Shavar Brachas are brachas on the Nisuin. As an aside, Bizman Hazeh, we have Erusin and Nisuin together, so we have both brachos happening back to back under the chuppah. That's why you read the Rishonim, right? The Hagos Maimi in the bottom of the one of the Rambams we were looking at. Actually, comments. Here, take a look. And the copy is in front of you. Here at the bottom of the end of Paragimel of Ilchazishus, Hagos Maimonios, he is Ashkenazi, we showed a contemporary of the Rosh and the Mordechai. The three of them were the three most prominent Talmidim of the Ramaram of Wittenberg. End of the period of Baalitosis in Germany in the 1300s. And he quotes Al Seder HaRambam, he quotes Psakim and Shittos and the Hanhagas and Minhagim of the Ashkenazim.
So here at the very Siyah Doros Maimon, the bottom of the page on the base, below Perek Gimel, Achaz Gimel, so jumping in, at the very, very bottom of that page, Achim Barok Makomos of Kihilos, Nohagin, Kishamikachim, Mishas Nisuin, the minig in most of our Kihilos is, when you do Kiddushin together with Nisuin, as by now is universal practice, you do Kiddushin Nisuin back to back, Mevarok and Birkas Erison, Philo, he said the Birkas Erison first, the Hadar, next page, Makachim, and then you actually perform, the husband performs the Kiddushin, he says Hareyat, and hands the ring to the Kaaba, the Oz, the Baruch and Birkas Nisun. And then you say, you're ready under the Chuppah, you say the Shabbat Brachas right away. The Bracha on the Erison, and then the Brachas on the Nisun. And then there's a whole interesting discussion, Machlokas, Rabbeinu Meshulam and Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is very famous, Rabbeinu Meshulam was, to us, less famous. And he was one of Rabbeinu Tam's the most strident Baal Plukta. Here, Rabbeinu Meshulam and Rabbeinu Tam went at it, by many different issues, hammer and tongs. So one of the issues is, nowadays, when we're doing them all together, we're doing Erusin, Nisuin, back to back. So how many kosos do we use? The Rambam writes in the Nisuin Yasper Alachah Chabdalot that our minhag is that you make a Birkas Erusin Alkos. The Gemara says, Birkas, the Brachas of Nisuin, Shari Brachas have to be Alkos. Well, if the Erusin is in the fall, and Nisuin is in the spring, obviously you have one kos for the Erusin and a different kos for Nisuin. Just like I had one coast for Kiddush last Friday night, I'm going to have a different coast for Kiddush coming Friday night. No issue. If you're doing Erusin Nisuin back to back, as we all do nowadays, so how many coasts do you use? You just use one coast, and use it for the Birkas Erusin, and 5 minutes later for the Birkas Nisuin, or 2 minutes later. Then you just, the Sarah says the Birkas Erusin, and then he gives the ring, and then you could jump right into the Shabbat Brachas. 60 seconds later. That's what Rabbeinu Meshulam said. You only need two cups. You only need two cups. And Meshulam HaYomer, any two can base kosos. A couple lines later, Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, three can base kosos. Rabbeinu Tam said, you do need two kosos.
Wait, what was the other guy?
Rabbeinu Meshulam. Rabbeinu Meshulam and Rabbeinu Tam. So that's why, a few lines below that, the end, towards the end of the first column here on page on the Gimel, he says, Minhag Avoseinu Torah. They, already 700-800 years ago, there was an ancient Ashkenazi practice, Shenagu Lekros HaKesuba Bein Birkas Erusin Birkas Nisuin. After the Birkas Erusin and the actual Kiddushin, the actual Erusin, the giving of the ring with the Hareyat, before the Birkas Nisuin, we called someone up to read the Ksuba. Once upon a time, they just called up Shamas. Nowadays, we call up one of the most chashuv rabbanim at the Chasna gets the Kriya Saksuba. What's the Kriya Saksuba all that? We'll have sick. It's gotten. The point is to make a hafsik between the Birkas Erusin and the Birkas Nisuin. So we separate the two events by a few minutes with the Kriya Saksuba, and that maybe in order to demonstrate that there are two separate halachic processes going on, Erusin, Kiddushin, those words are synonymous, Kiddushin, Erusin, the giving of the ring, stage one, and Nisuin. Continue to stand under the chuppah together, the Shabbat Brachas, that's, and then you're going to head over right afterwards to the Yichud room, that's the Nisuin. So we, number one, demonstrate that the two are, that there are two separate processes going on, even though it's back to back, by Bimafsik in between with the Kriya Saksuba, and that also maybe ensures that there is a Hafsik, so we know for sure. We don't have to figure out, should we follow Rabbeinu Meshulam and have one coast, or should we follow Rabbeinu Tam and have two coasts? We make a hafsik, so for sure you need two coasts. So to make Rabbeinu Meshulam, and the other time we'll see you have two coasts. Anyways, to make Rabbeinu Meshulam happy, we'll make a hafsik, and now we need, because we had a hafsik, we need another coast. Anyhow. So that's, again, for starters, Dinam Daraisa, two stages to a Jewish marriage. It's a little difficult to notice nowadays, because all you have, as Avos Maimi says, the only indication that two different things going on is that Kriya Saksuba is sitting in between them, and the two separate kosos for the, on the one hand, one bracha of Birkas Erusin together with Baruch Pri HaGefen, and then, subsequently, seven brachas, the first of which is the Baruch Pri HaGefen, followed by six other brachas, those are the Birkas Nisuin. Two stages to a Jewish marriage, nowadays done back to back. Now this bracha,
We want to think a little bit about this bracha. So this bracha, again, that we said, the Gemara Ksubas Daf Zayin Beis, says that there's a bracha for Erusin, as well as six brachos, Pasbar, Priya Gethin, for Nisuin. And we had left off yesterday looking at this Rambam, and the Rambam talking about this bracha, the final two halachas of Paragim of Hilchos Ishus. Halacha Chavdali gives you the Nusach of the bracha, he talks about having a kos. Halacha Chavgimel, the penultimate halacha, if you like, in Paragimel, he had said that there is a requirement to say this bracha, and whose bracha is it? It's the husband's bracha. That's the first thing he had said. The husband has a shliach, and the shliach says the bracha. Husband is being mekadosh his wife himself. He says the bracha. And the other point that Ahmed made was that very, very, very firmly was that over lasiyasa. You absolutely have to make the bracha before the kiddushin. First he makes the bracha, and then harei hamikudeshesli. And give the ring. If you jump the gun, the chassan was so excited and anxious, and he just jumped in and gave her the ring. And he goes, "Oops, I forgot to pick up kos and say Birkas Eris." And Rama says, "I'm sorry, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. It's a bracha you're not going to say. You missed your chance. The bracha has to be said beforehand. Once the act of kiddushin has been performed, you missed your chance to say that bracha." Now we had seen that this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch as well, Simon Lamedal and Evan Ezer, that it's the husband's bracha. We had seen the Ramah had said Ashkenazi practices that the husband has an agent say a bracha on his behalf, that the Masad of Kiddushin is saying on behalf of the husband, and the Beis Shmuel had explained Shelo Levayish Misha En Yodei Levarech, just as Misha says by Bikurim, they institute at a certain point that the Kohanim say, assist or say the Mikri Bikurim on behalf of the farmer, rather than the farmers who know how to say it on their own, say it on their own. The farmers don't know how to say it on their own, they're left gain assistance as public embarrassment. So the Mishnah in Bikurim says, they made a rule, no one can say it on their own, everyone has to have the support of the Kohanim. And that way no one knows who needs support, doesn't need support. Tosfos says in Megillah, some of you may have seen this at some point, that's why Bizman Azeh we have a Balkore, because the Tosis and the Rosh have different versions, but the Tosis presents it as it's going to be embarrassing. The guy who knows how to get an Aliyah and lane himself, he's going to get up and lane himself. The guy who doesn't, he's going to have the Balkore. It'll be awkward, it'll be embarrassing. So everyone has a Balkore. That way no one knows who can and who can't. So the Beis Shmuel says a third example. Under the chuppah, so most chassanim are going to get up and rattle off the bracha with no problem. Then every once in a while you have a chassan who is not as lettered, not as learned, or a chassan who just has more difficulty with articulation. So he's gonna need help. He's gonna have to, or someone's gonna say it for him. It's gonna be embarrassing. So the minig Ashkenaz is, Rama says, no one makes their own bracha. Everyone has a rav say the bracha. Even if a rav is getting, rabbi the kehilah was getting married, someone else, he's the sarkutish of everyone else, but someone else has to say bracha for him. No one makes their own bracha. Okay. But Lamaisa, you're making the bracha for the chassan, which had been the crux of Rav Shneur Kotler's kasha against his grandfather. So I understand. The chassan's bracha, and yet, right after the Masada Kiddushin makes the bracha, makes a bar Priya Gethin, makes a Birkas Harrison, and then gives to the chassan to drink and to the kala to drink. Sometimes the Masada Kiddushin gives the sips himself, sometimes this one's father gives the chassan, that one's mother gives the kala, whatever it is. The mice of chassan and kala each sipping the wine. Kala is sipping the wine. What's going on? But the zayde versus Al Meltzer had said, if I'm not chayiv in a bracha, you're saying a bracha after Baruch Priya Gevin, but I'm not chayiv in the bracha. Versus Al Meltzer had extended Kivager's idea to say, if I'm not chayiv in that bracha, then for me it's a hefsik. What do you mean? What's going on with the kala? What's going on with the kala? So Shneir had said, apparently my grandfather is incorrect. My father suggested there are one or two solutions to that that open up a world of ideas about Kiddushin. And then we'll come back, Yemir Tashem, going forward, to dig even deeper into this Rambam Paragimel, Halacha Chav Gimel, which is really where this is all rooted. You take a look take a look at a Rosh.
Tosis says it very briefly. It's a one-liner at the end of the Tosis on the bottom of Zion and Aleph of Sachin. The Rosh expands on the nugget of Tosis very, very richly. The Rosh here in the Rosh Paragal towards the end of Simi Beis in Paragal Tzubis corresponds to the Dav Zayin that the Gemara discusses a bit. So you see, he opens by pointing out that what the Rambam said is machloket. Yesh shekalsu tzarach levar berakas eres and kodem kiddushin. Some say you make the berakas eres before the actual act of eres, before the act of kiddushin, before giving the ring. Gemara psachim dav zayin beis called berakas kul and berakas alein over la siyasa. Who's yesh shekalsu among others? The Rambam. The Rambam was very, very clear about it. In Paragil Malacham Kimmel. On the other hand, the Rosh says, the Rambam only presents one opinion. The Rosh says, let me expand your view. There are those who disagree with the Rambam. Emphatic though the Rambam was, Yesh Shekasru, Shetzara Pasas, Akko Eris. Some say, you have to say the Rambam after Eris. And why? The Rosh says something they doesn't at first fully explain. He gives two reasons. Is the Gemara, no one disputes Kalamai Mitzvah's Kul Mavaracha Elokal Asiyasan. No one says you make the bracha on tefillin after you put on the tefillin. No one says you make the bracha on tzitzis after you put on your tzitzis or your talis. So why would anyone say you should make the birkas eres after giving the ring? The Rosh does two reasons. Number one, tzara v'las tzacha eresin, dilma hadra b'ha'isha, v'havila bracha v'adol. The guy makes the bracha, he's about to give the ring, she says, I changed my mind. Now, hopefully that's not a likely scenario. One hopes is that the first time they've met, one hopes that they're dating and the relationship has grown over time, cultivated a relationship, and they got to the point where they decided that they want to spend their life together. So one hopes that the chance of a 11th hour, backing out under the chuppah is incredibly unlikely. The Rosh may not mean so much. Practically speaking, I'm really worried she may have second thoughts under the chuppah, whatever, at the moment of Kiddushin, anyhow. He may mean more generally that there are Rishonim who suggest that whenever a mitzvah is tolerated in another, the das acher, either I don't make a bracha at all, or I can't make the bracha beforehand. And giving stuff into the ani, what are the chances that ani is going to not accept my tzedakah, but technically he could decide he doesn't want. Tala b'das acher, that's probably what the Rosh means. Not so much practically, I'm really worried that the girl's going to back out, but since tala b'das acher, you're going to make we're not going to make the bracha beforehand. The ode, shevechol ha-mitzvah, sefisha mazkirin asiyas ha-mitzvah, mivarach aleim over la-asiyas. It says, then it says reason number two. Reason number two to say the Berakas Eres and afterwards is because by all mitzvahs, you mention that doing the mitzvahs, you make the bracha over la'asiyasin. Aval kana im mevarachin, asher kishon l'kadesh isha. Okay, it's true. We don't say asher kishon l'kadesh isha to get married. It's a longer, more complicated bracha. And therefore, the kishon shemas kirin asiyas ha-mitzvah, ein tzarach l'varach over la'asiyasin. Since you don't directly name the mitzvah in the bracha, there's no need for kamis tzikul l'varach over la'asiyasin. You start right here, which is, it is sort of the end of the paragraph, so you ought to be scratching your head. You gave the chiluk without a hezbo. How's the answer? That's the question. It's true you made a distinction, but it's a distinction that has a difference. Okay, so this bracha, it's a differently structured, differently formulated bracha. You don't just say, Asher Kishon Zosim 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 Isha, you say, Asher Kishon Zosim Zosim Zosim, you give a whole paragraph. Okay, why, that is true, that difference is there, but why should that cause not saying over
the reason is in the wording of the bracha?
That's what it sounds like. Well, since the wording is different, you don't say this bracha before it. Say this bracha after. What? But the reason why you say over the normally is because you just mentioned the mitzvah? What? Because here it's a longer, more roundabout, more flowery bracha you say later? Well, what's the logic of that? That's what he said. What's he mean? What's he driving at?
you have to read between and beyond the lines. First, you have to notice what he said. Then you have to notice, one second, something doesn't, you have to think analytically and recognize something doesn't add up. What does he mean? What does he mean? Any thoughts? Yeah, okay.
It's not, I don't know what it would be on, but the way it seems to me is that he's kind of implying it's not on the act.
Avichai is good. So Avichai is pointing out that the language of the Rosh, terse though he is in this first paragraph, the language of the Rosh sounds like it's almost not fully related to the Asiyas HaMitzvah. This bracha is not so much about the Maisa Mitzvah. Maybe it's not just that the Maisa Mitzvah isn't named so directly in the bracha, but somehow the bracha is about something else. Now we're not yet sure how, but somehow that difference is driving a difference about our last justice. We need to figure this out. Good. Yeah, what do you say?
Just the Birkat Shelach, not on the Maisa Mitzvah.
Ooh, where did you get that from?
The Rosh.
Ah, the Rosh himself. Fantastic. What were you going to say?
I read the Rosh.
There was a very, very esteemed member of our base Medrash many, many years ago. Find the Talmud Chacham. Eitan Orlin. I remember he used to say when I was a young kid in base Medrash, he used to say to me, Tani, the answer is often lying in the Vaitanus. Not the wilderness, the Vaitanus. Sometimes you have to go Vaitan. Sometimes you're not sure what's going on here, you keep going, and then you look back and things make sense. And I said, the Rosh appears to just be giving you this one standalone paragraph. And it appears as though that he's moving on to another paragraph, where he quotes it in the picture chunk of Gemara and talks. But in fact, as Basil and Pinchas pointed out, if you look at the next paragraph, then you realize that that's what he was already saying in a more coded way over here. What does he say in the next paragraph? He opens by quoting the Gemara and Subas Abzai. My Mavarach and what's the Nusach HaBracha Birgis Erish HaShem Kishon Sazosav Tzivano, etc. And what is that Nusach HaBracha? The Tzivano HaArayos, who is Mitzava us about the Arayos, not to marry or be intimate with women with whom we're forbidden to be intimate. With relatives, with someone else's wife, Eishes Ish. Number two, but also learns from Arusos. Even if the woman, man and woman are not erva to one another, and they're not even single, they already did erison. The first stage of marriage is complete, but the only erison, that too is forbidden. A couple who had erison, nowadays, again, in modern Hebrew, erison is used in a non-halachic sense to mean engagement. An engaged couple certainly has no effort whatsoever to be any more physical with each other than before. But even in the halachic sense, there was a real kiddushin. Boy gave a girl a ring, they're in the kiddushin, she is an ashes ish, but they are not permitted to each other physically. The hitilanu, stage three of the bracha, the hitilanu is amisuos adechu with the kiddushin. Kadosh Baruch Hu did permit us to have a physical relationship between husband and wife, once there's the marriage is complete, once there's the yisuv, the chuppah v'kiddushin, but not the kiddushin, but chuppah as well. And then he proceeds to ask a series of questions.
Two people who are unmarried are completely up to three times.
Right? Are not with each other.
No. But you can, if one of the three ways of kiddushin is through bia.
Great question. Right. So the act of bia does generate active via done l'shem kiddushin, not l'shem zos, done in order to create a marriage, and with its schema davar, does generate the state of being married. The Gemara says it's highly inappropriate. The Gemara says, matter of fact, says that Rav would give malchus to a couple that chose to do kiddushin via, because it's an incredible lack of schemas. It might not be as forbidden as a vila shem zos, because it is be done in the context of a marriage relationship or to create a marriage relationship. That's true. Definitely not something you recommend. But a premarital relationship that's not in order to create a marriage is, according to the Rambam, probably a violation both of the mitzvah aseh of kiddushin as well as the mitzvah los aseh of kiddushin.
But the people who are within erison, are they any more to each other than two unmarried people?
Not more us, or no. But even there us, which is an interesting point, which leads us to the Rosh. The Rosh tells here, like, cross here like Rosh Hashiva.
The Rosh quotes a piece of Gemara, and then he asks a series of kashas. Now it's like a short problem. Asks a series of kashas, and he's got one yisod that's going to answer everything. And we even bring us back to the opening paragraph of the Rosh. So what does he say? A staccato list of kashas. Number one, Yishmak Shem Yosef Brachazu. The first kasha against the Nusach HaBracha is a Gemara. The first kasha that the Rosh quotes against this Gemara is Lama Ein Mevarach Hashem Yisham Yosef Yitzion El Kasha Zisha. That's a strange type of Birkas HaMitzvah. Usually, when you go to Mikvah, to Tovel Kalim, to Tovel Pots and Pans, the Bracha doesn't give you a whole poem about the Kedusha, how Kedusha gives a chance to eat in a holy way. The Bracha is Al Tilos Kalim. Al Tilos Mulam. Al Mikra Megillah. The Shmona called Shofar. Yeah. If it's a mitzvah, you name the mitzvah. What happened to the Birkas HaMitzvah? It grew flowers. What's going on here? Kasha number one. Kasha number two. Hey, Hamatzinu Bracha Shekazos. Shemir Baruch Hanam Asha Asa Olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only do we not directly name the mitzvah, but what we do focus on are the Averis. Where else do you make a bracha, a Birkas HaMitzvah, on avoiding Yisurim? You make a bracha al shechita. You don't say, "Oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't allow us to eat Abraham and Achai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't allow us to eat the Bela. Instead, he allows us to eat shechita." You don't say that. Nor do you make a bracha whatsoever. You pick up a shaver, electric shaver. Our Rebbeim assume that most of the Boston electric shavers are mutter to use, not a violation of the law of the rights of shaving the razor. You don't make a bracha Hashem Kishon Zosef Vitzivanu, not to shave with a razor. No, you just avoid shaving with a razor. Either by shaving with a shaver or by not shaving. You don't make a bracha on avoiding Yisurim. You pick up a piece of chicken, you make a sha'achal. You don't make a bracha Hashem Kishon Zosef Vitzivanu, not to eat traitor species. No, you don't make a bracha on a lot. So he says, number one, kash number one, we didn't directly name the mitzvah sase. Number two, what we are mentioning is the mitzvah lo sasek. When do we ever talk, make brachas on Yisurim? Number three, the old ma'in lahazker arayos become. Where did arayos come from? I understand, Erisin Yisurim, that's bigger than Erisin. But wait, well, I didn't marry someone else. You better believe you didn't marry someone else. You're talking about the focus, I told all the people you didn't marry? Many women in the world are forbidden from being married. That's true, but that was a conversation you had months ago, you tried to date. Well, why are you talking about the dreams of Erisin? And then kasha number four. Why are you mentioning chuppah? We started with the fact that there are two stages of the Jewish marriage. Kiddushin, or Erisin, and Nisuin. Nisuin is always referred to as chuppah. Nisuin, Bizman HaTalmud, wasn't happening now. Nowadays, we have them all together. But Bizman HaTalmud, the Kiddushin happened in the fall, maybe. And then chuppah, the Nisuin happened in the spring. Nowadays, we make Birkas Erisin under a chuppah. This is my name, they didn't. You made the Birkas Erisin, and you did the Kiddush. They were not able to possess it. Months later, you send under a chuppah. So why are you mentioning the chuppah in the Birkas Erisin? Do you mention the sukkahs on Pesach? No. Because we're excited, we're going to get to the Nisuin later. What's going on? Four kashas, right? Number one, we never directly named the mitzvah. Number two, we are naming Yisurim. Number three, Arayos seems totally unrelated. Number four, Chuppah is also totally unrelated. So what's going on with this bracha? Such a bizarre bracha. So the Rosh says, under the weight of all these kashas, there's an underlying assumption which collapsed. What's the underlying assumption? Nearly. All these kashas are predicated on the assumption that this bracha is a Birkas HaMitzvah. It's a Birkas HaMitzvah. It's a very bizarre Birkas HaMitzvah. It doesn't mention the mitzvah. It doesn't mention that Avera. Then we're naming Araya. We mention Araya. We mention Chuppah. What's going on? Is that the answer? Is here's the answer. So the answer is all the kashas. It's not a Birkas HaMitzvah. Exactly what Basil and Pinchas quoted before from this Rosh right here. The Nirali bracha so ain't a Birkas bracha v'asiyas HaMitzvah. It's not a Birkas HaMitzvah. Now, you might ask a very sharp question. If it's not a Birkas HaMitzvah, then what should we be saying? We should be saying a Birkas HaMitzvah. We should say another bracha, because aren't you doing a mitzvah being married? So he's about to explain this is a bracha with other things. Okay, but how about Bris Hamitzvah also? And Bris Milah also. You say Al Habila, and then later on you say Asher Kiddush did be better. Okay, then Bris Hamitzvah, and then we talk about what happened to Bris Hamitzvah. So the Rush says, and that's what's leading him, it says next one. It's important to recognize. Between the word HaMitzvah and the word Ki is an implied Kasha. It's not a Berakas HaMitzvah. It's not a Berakas HaMitzvah, and that's why there's no need to say the Kasha to Isha, and that's why the Ketola is Surim, and that's why we'll see how that's going to explain the presence of Chuppah, the presence of Arayot. But the question is, one second, then where is the Berakas HaMitzvah? There ought to be a Berakas HaMitzvah. And so he said that's an implied next step, to which he responds, Ki Priya Urevia Hainu. The mitzvah at play, the mitzvah involved here is the mitzvah of building a family. That's not happening at the moment. That will happen, Mirz Hashem, in the future. A young couple, Mirz Hashem, that will happen in the future. Some couple happens right away, some couple takes a little time to be successful in with fertility, to be successful in having children. Yeah, Pruvu will happen in the future. That's not happening this moment. That's not why we're making a Birkas Eris now. The piano says a Cana. Let's say an older couple get married. It's a second marriage, it's the first marriage, whatever the case is. Beyond the childbearing age. Couple gets married in their 60s. You don't anticipate that they're going to have children. Still the Birkas Eris society. You still make the promise. There's no peruvu involved. No one anticipates that she's going to have children. There is no. We're not making a bracha on the mitzvah of getting married because the rush implies, because there is no mitzvah to get married. Getting married is a halachically encouraged act. Under most normal circumstances, extreme situations, if the two people are capable of being happily married, we strongly encourage that you get married for a wide variety of reasons. One of which is that it will enable you to fulfill peruv in the future, but and it will lead to all sorts of other rich and wonderful things. Marriage can be the start of many great things. But the Rush says the marriage is not in and of itself a mitzvah. Unlike, take a look at the Rambam. Hold off the Rambam for a moment. Hold the Rambam for a moment. V'odamei l'shchita. He says it's different than shchita. Even shchita is a mitzvah. There are cases where you mechuyev to shchita. A couple lines down, so then how do we now make sense of all the problems that he had made? Bracha zu niskin alas de shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is this bracha? It's not a Birkas HaMitzvah, what is it? As Basil and Pinnock said before, the Rush goes on to say, it's not a Birkas HaMitzvah at all. It's a giving shevach, asher ki disham tzosav, v'ilam and amin, we're praising, we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having given us the gift. The capacity, the opportunity to infuse our lives with Kedusha. See, in other words, it's not a Birkas HaMitzvah at all. Often, this past week, there's been a lot of storms in this area. And one of the rarities, from a halachic standpoint, is there's been a number of opportunities to actually see lightning bolts. Usually assume they want to make a red bracha on thunder, you hear the thunder. Red bracha on lightning is usually assumed it's not enough to see a flash of light in the sky, but to actually see the bolt. Which, at least in my experience, in these parts is not too common. More than once this past week, I had the chance to mamash see that. Those are bigger shalom of God. You see the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his physical creation. Or you see the Grand Canyon. You see the Alps. You come face to face with the majesty. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's majesty as expressed in his physical creation, the Chazal wants us to respond. Don't just move on. Wow! Say Birkas HaMitzvah. Wow, that's glorious. the magnificence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation. So the Rosh here is saying, we're used to Birkos Shabbat V'Hodah in the physical realm. Physical expressions of the beauty, the grandeur, the majesty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation. One of the subtle chidushim of the Rosh here, he doesn't stress, it's important to notice, there's a lot going on in this Rosh, is that you can also have a Birkos Shabbat V'Hodah on the grandeur, the majesty, the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's spiritual gifts to us. Not only you see a fantastic waterfall, you see beautiful mountains, but you see something, a spiritual aesthetic. Look at that. A part of life, the basic biological function that we share with all of humanity. As a matter of fact, we share with the entire animal kingdom. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the opportunity to take something that's not necessarily debased, but at the very least neutral, and literally animalistic. Every animal reproduces. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the opportunity to take a purely physical function and elevate it and make it a vehicle for something beautiful, full of beautiful condition. Happy, a healthy, holy relationship. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the opportunity to engage in a physical relationship within the context of halachic discipline in a way that elevates, in a way that issues of Hoshinim and Ein, the way that the Gemara Kedusha says, people should from them. Remarkable. Mother, father, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the opportunity to transform a neutral, a very, very neutral, mundane part of life into an extraordinary vehicle for Kedusha and beauty of the most sublime type. Wow. The Rosh says, you have a chuppah. You got an Eros and you got a Kedusha. You see that. That's gorgeous. That's gorgeous. I don't mean that the flowers are gorgeous. The flowers may be gorgeous too. The gown may be gorgeous. The chassan suit is elegant. That's great. But all of that is only meant to reflect and highlight the spiritual beauty of what's going on. This couple joined the Shechina. And this couple is creating a home that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives in. This couple is elevating. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the opportunity to elevate our lives, to elevate our physical lives in such beautiful, extraordinary ways. Wow! And you shout about, you say a bracha about that. That's extraordinary. So the Rosh says, that's what this is. The shout about does that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the opportunity to elevate our lives, to have happy, healthy, holy marriages. Wow. It's not a Birkas HaMitzvah. And then he goes on to say, so number one, it's a Birkas HaMitzvah. It's not a Birkas HaMitzvah. And that's why we don't really need to say L'Kadosh HaZeisha. We're not saying a bracha on Kiddush. We are talking about his second kasha as being, well, why are we talking about all the Yisurim? Because that's exactly the point of the bracha. It's not Birkas HaMitzvah on the mitzvah that we're doing. It's a Birkas HaMitzvah on the guidelines, the discipline that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and the way in which it elevates us. And then he goes on to say, there's a second layer to the bracha also. Not only is it Birkas HaMitzvah, wow, the spiritual beauty of the Torah's conception of what married life could look like, but it's also, almost a siyag. Hizkiru bo isa arayos in the last sentence or two. Hizkiru bo isa arayos v'hefer nesuos v'chuba v'kidushin. And why do we stick in there also that arusos are atar, aser, but nesuos are mutter, and that you need chuba and kidushin. And by the way, we mentioned chuba before kidushin, that's out of order. Erisin comes before nesuos. It's up. Because there's a second layer to the Rosh. Well, Yitta Adeloma, Shabram, Shal Kiddushin, Niskin, Ola, Tirolo. You might think that our, you know, this is the old people who have the misnomer that kosher food means that the rabbi blessed it. So you'll think, well, why don't you make a bracha, then it's mutter. You make a miracle seder, say now, husband and wife can be intimate together. Well, Yitta Adeloma, Shabram, Shal Kiddushin, Niskin, Ola, Tirolo. We don't want you to mistakenly think that this, the Birkas Erisin removes any restriction. That's why build into the bracha mention of chuppah. It's true that there are brachas that will be the dividing line between Aser and Mutter, that's the next set of brachas. That's the Shabbat brachas. Not this one. Okay, nowadays we have Birkas Eiris and Shabbat brachas within 5 minutes of each other. But once upon a time, they were months apart. So we dafka built into the first bracha, you're going to have to wait for the chuppah, you're not under a chuppah yet. And it says that's why he mentioned chuppah before Kiddushin. Where Matir, Hitalos, and Asuos, not only the chuppah, the Kiddushin. The Heter comes to the chuppah that follows the preceding Kiddushin. So what did Rosh tell me? Let's bring it all together. What did Rosh tell me? And then we'll stop for questions. Let's contextualize the Rosh, we'll stop for questions, then we'll bring it back to where we start, ready to solve our problem. What did Rosh tell me? A lot going on in this Rosh. The Rosh said that this Rosh, he had a whole series of kashas that Birkas Harrison, and the answer is, your kashas are all built on the Hanach, on the assumption that Birkas Harrison and Birkas HaMitzvah. What led us to think it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, by the way? Same for HaMitzvah, and Hashem Yishon HaMitzvah Tzivan. Usually, when the Akbu, Alef Kuf, Be'ezvah, it's the Rosh HaTevis for Sher Kirishanu, Sosef, Tzivanu, is usually the greatest indicator that you're saying it's Birkas HaMitzvah. The Rosh says, not here. Every rule has an exception, including this one. He says, it's a Shvek HaShem about Kiddusha. It's not those words are not being used as a formula to leverage a Birkas, to create a Birkas HaMitzvah. That's what we're being Mishabeh over. Not Osa Masa Birkas HaMitzvah created something physically beautiful. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the opportunity for us to engage in spiritual beauty. In Kiddushah, Osa Mitzvah. Wow. What an incredible. It's a Birkas HaMitzvah. It's a Birkas HaMitzvah about the spiritual, which itself is a Chiddush. We're looking at the Birkas HaMitzvah about spiritual beauty, spiritual elegance. It's also, the Rosh had said, a practical siyag to make sure you don't think that Kiddushin alone with its bracha and now a couple could be intimate together. So, but that's what the bracha is about. It's not a Birkas HaMitzvah. And why, by the way, is it not a Birkas HaMitzvah? But there is no mitzvah, right? It says, generally speaking, we highly recommend marriage to the right person at the right time, the right context. But it's not in and of itself a mitzvah. It's a hechsher, perhaps, to many other mitzvahs and many other things. But it's not in and of itself, a mitzvah. And the Gemara in Sukkah, Tafel and Bava, I think, stresses that the Shita of the Bavli, Yerushalayim might disagree, but the Shita of the Bavli is that we don't make brachos on hechsher and mitzvah. We don't make a Birkas HaMitzvah when we build the Sukkah. We don't make a Birkas HaMitzvah when we tie tzitzis. Make a Birkas HaMitzvah when you wear the tzitzis. Make a Birkas HaMitzvah when you live in the sukkah. So, the Rosh does the same thing here. A gay married is maximum hechsher mitzvah. So, the more the Rosh left out, he makes an even hechsher mitzvah. Okay. Maximum the Rosh thinks the hechsher mitzvah. So, the Nela doesn't call for a bracha. What's with the Rambam? He does say it's a Birkas HaMitzvah. That's because the Rambam, Lishita, so, back in her Perek Al. He, at the end of Perek Gimel, he says it's a Birkas HaMitzvah because at the beginning of Perek Aleph, he says that there is a mitzvah to get married, aside from true or removed. As you see, before you even get to Halacha Aleph, when the Rambam lists the mitzvahs, how many entire mitzvahs are within the field of Hilchos Ishus? There are four. The fourth one is Lifros Velibros Himen. The fourth one is Peru, to build a family, together with one spouse. But the first mitzvah, Lisa Isha Bixulit Kiddushin, to get married. Getting married or operating is a mitzvah apart from whatever follows. Peruvu is a mitzvah, and marriage is a mitzvah. And the Rambam stresses that. The Rambam says, it's interesting that he does open in a way that aligns with the Rosh's Hashkafa. The Hashkafic point the Rosh was making is how the Rambam opens as well. This is Kodem Torah. And then under, begins the halachic prehistory. Halacha Beis, he's going to get to the mitzvahs I say. Usually he begins with, there is a mitzvah I say, X, Y, Z. Here he starts the halachic prehistory. What happened before Matan Torah? What presumably happens in Zman Zeh under Hilchos B'nai Noach? Adam Pagei Yishu B'shav. Couple meet. So Rabbi Ram is stressing, it's incredibly casual. We meet each other in the shuk. Wasn't a very involved meeting process. If Ratzahu Vihili solves up, if they decide they want to marry, Machnis Lebeis, so Obola Beno Lenaz, no, the Seer Elisha, common law marriage, just Nisuin. And Nisuin in a very crass way. The Rambam is stressing, the Kodim on Torah, there is a concept of marriage. The Hilchos B'nei Noach recognize the notion of Eishes Ish, but it's devoid of any halachic spiritual beauty and elegance. They decide they're going to permanently live together, so they're living together, and they're married. That's it. No Eidim, no Kidim HaDavar, no Kiddushin beforehand. Kavish in the Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Jewish people the Torah. Nitzavu Yisrael, the Jews were commanded, and here's the issue, saw Yishav. You want to be married to someone. First, you can have some chil b'fnei Eidim. There has to be a kiddushin that follows that precedes nisuin. There has to be a formalizing of the marriage before just jumping into being married. And then subsequently you can proceed to nisuin. And that is a kiddushin that you should avoid that. The kuvin eidim mitzvah sensational Torah says it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. He goes on to talk about, I'm not going to focus on that right now, he goes on to talk about the differences between kesef on the one hand and shtar bi on the other hand. Min HaTorah did it so from the fascinating conversation, but I'm not going to jump into at the moment, intriguing though it is. But what's clear, the Rambam, he opens with the same hashkafic perspective that the Rosh is stressing. That this is that Kiddushin is such a spiritual gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at it, one of the rare times that he engages in halachic history. Look at what would be otherwise, and look at what is now. The same idea that the Rosh is pushing. But unlike the Rosh, the Rambam sees this as a mitzvah per se. Kiddush itself is a mitzvah, as he stresses. The Kuchen Eil mitzvah seishal Torah. He said it on top, mitzvah number one, he says it here, Perek Aleph Allah Habei, mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush. Kiddushin is a mitzvah d'oraisa. And therefore, l'shita sal, at the end of Perek Gimel, at the end of Perek Aleph, he says that marriage is, Kiddushin is a mitzvah. In Perek Gimel, he says that the Birkas Harrison, oops, is a Birkas HaMitzvah. Okay. Is there a mitzvah? Is there a mitzvah l'kaddish? So the Rambam says, there is. The Rosh, in Ksubis, and by the way, Tosfos, which we did not look at, you can take a look, Tosfos and Sachem Davzai, says, well, Tosfos doesn't say as much as the Rosh does. We'll put them in brackets, we can take a look later. The Rosh says, no, there's no mitzvah to get married. And therefore. So one thing is, I think Eitan said before, this brings us back to the opening of the Rosh. Whether nafkamina is in whether the mitzvah of Kaddish. Right? So what nafkamina is good. What nafkamina is suga bracha. Right? What type of bracha is it? The Rambam says it's a Birkas HaMitzvah. He's quite clear about that in Perek Gimel and Gimel. This, you make a bracha just like you make a bracha on any mitzvah. He's really stressing it. Whereas the Rosh was quite explicit, it's a Birkas Shabbach. And therefore, so number one, Masai. When do you make the bracha? Remember the Rosh had opened by saying, well, some say you make the bracha beforehand, over Las Yasan, like the usual rule, and others say no. Remember the Rosh had said at the beginning of this piece? He said, why would you make the bracha afterwards? So one was, well, there's another person involved, so maybe you have to wait to make the bracha afterwards. Or, what else did he say? Well, it's not really, you're not mentioning the Maisa mitzvah in the bracha. So then who cares? Why does the Nusach HaBracha drive the timing of the bracha? The answer is, it's not that the Nusach HaBracha really drives the timing of the bracha. But the Nusach HaBracha and the timing of the bracha are both consequences of the underlying point, which is what type of mitzvah is it? What type of bracha is it? If it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, then when do you say it? Before. And what should you say in the bracha? Well, the Rosh thought, if it would be a Birkas HaMitzvah, you should have said, L'kadesh HaSaisha. You don't say,
lekadosh es haisha. Why not? So the Rosh explains later, we don't say lekadosh es haisha because it's not a mitzvah. That's the Rosh's point. That's the Rosh's point. The Rosh said, you might say it later, acharei, but most birkos shavach vahoda. If you see lightning, you subsequently make a bracha on lightning. Even though you know the thunder is coming, right, 5 seconds per mile, you know the thunder is coming, but you don't make the bracha on thunder, you don't preempt the thunder with a bracha, you wait for the thunder, and then you make the bracha after it. Birkos shavach vahoda are usually reactive. You have an experience, and you see something, you hear something, and you react to that experience with the Birkas HaAvodah. Birkas HaAvodah usually afterwards. That's what the Rosh was saying. The Nusach, it's not that Ovel HaSiyasin depends on the Nusach HaBracha. The Nusach HaBracha is not the Siba, it is rather the Siman. It's an indicator of what type of Bracha it is, and that in turn drives the question of when. And what other question could be driven by the type of Bracha. Besides when, it's exactly as who. Whose bracha is it? Whose bracha is it? That's an interesting question. According to the Rosh. Well, whose bracha is it when you see the Alps? Whoever sees it. Whose bracha is it when you see a rainbow? Whoever sees it. Whose bracha is it when you hear thunder? Whoever sees it. Is anyone mechuyev to hear the thunder? No. No one's mechuyev. If you heard it, are you mechuyev to eat grapes? No. You want to eat grapes, make a bracha before you eat the grapes. And it's very exciting. But in this respect, the same way. You want to eat grapes, make a bar of grapes. You want to eat grapes, don't make a bar of grapes. Whoever can eat grapes, you have to make a bar of grapes. It's simple as that. If you heard the thunder, make a shikoku v'rasa mali ol. You didn't hear the thunder, don't make the bracha. If the Birkas HaAvodah, who makes the brach Birkas Erison?
Everyone.
Is the Birkas HaAvodah? Maybe everyone. We say that when the one of the key chidushim of the Rosh, not one key chidush of the Rosh, is that there's no, the marriage is not in and of itself a ma'aseh mitzvah, highly recommended under most circumstances, but not itself a ma'aseh mitzvah. A hechsher perhaps, not a ma'aseh mitzvah. The other main fundamental chiddush of the Rosh is that you can have a Birkas HaAvodah on spiritual beauty also. So it's like seeing the thunder. Hearing the thunder means. Oh, no, see my. You hear thunder, so you make a bracha. If you order the thunder, we'll all make a bracha. So, or maybe one person will say it, if you won't see everyone. So we're all at the wedding, and we're all witness to not physical beauty, not that we're all looking out the window at the Grand Canyon. We're all looking at the chuppah. We're seeing something gorgeous unfolding for us. Wow. The spiritual grandeur, what the gift of Nash Baruch gave us, to elevate our lives, to be able to blend the physical and the spiritual in such a beautiful way. Stop for a moment and say, that's unbelievable. I'm so lucky to have these gifts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Make a bracha. Not a shikoku v'rasa moliol, not a samasa vicious, but a Hashem kishon sotzitzit zimara harayos. Everyone's chayiv in the bracha according to Rosh. It's not about the chasm or the kal. If it's chetshuva, it's in the Maamar Kavos. If it's chetshuva is on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch. If I make a copy of the Shulchan Aruch, we will believe that we'll have those opportunities later in the year. I'm sure you have the opportunity for many decades to come to open a big page Shulchan Aruch. They're even more of a fortune than on the page of the Gemara, a lot more. For starters, with copy and paste, if it's chetshuva is the bottom of the page. And he makes it very frail. He lived in the Yaakov Sharov lived in the, I think, late 1700s, or my early 1800s, maybe mid 1800s, of Eisenstadt. And he collected, Shulchan Aruch Rabbah written in the 1500s, he collected the next 300 years of tshuvas, and he gives you tshuvas, like five-page tshuvas, he knocks them into three ones. So he gives you all these like interesting cases. He makes the Mitzvah in Shulchan Aruch even more frail. So here he quotes, noted Yehuda. He said, sure, here's every item is similar Amadal, that's what we saw before. Shokanam Vishmol, similar Amadal, the hell of the Birkas Erison. Because Shuva says, after Mabarak, Ramah says, yeah, the Messiah Kedushin is making the bracha on behalf of the Chassan. He says, what if the Chassan can't hear? A deaf Chassan. Still get married? We hope he finds a great wife, and then we can have a very happy life together. And from Jew, he's going to have a chuppah. How does it work under the chuppah, though? The rabbi is going to say the bracha for him. He doesn't hear the rabbi. He can't be yotzei with any. He's never yotzei with shomei kohen because he's never shomei. Maybe nowadays the cochlear implant is different, but bismanayim. Maybe nowadays not all deafness is fixable by 21st century medicine either. The guy can't hear. He's a great guy. If he can't hear you, he's smart. He's bright. He's funny. He's geschmack. But he can't hear you. So he can't use Shomei Kaonev because he's not Shomei. So maybe he should say the bracha himself. Okay. Is there any room for a rabbi, for the rabbi, the Messiah, who should say the bracha in the chuppah? And Yehuda says, well, in my Yamakam Lomar, maybe there is room for the rabbi to make the draw. Or let's talk about another situation, a sadder situation. Let's say the chassan is, sadly, tragically, does not believe in Hashem Elokeinu Malcho. He's a decent fellow, nice guy. He knows that it matters to his parents and grandparents that they're religious. And having a chuppah v'kiddushin matters to them, so he's glad, he's not so farbissen, he's not so angry, he's glad to make parents and grandparents happy. He'll go through with a whatever ceremony makes him happy, but he doesn't believe in anything. Sadly, that's absolutely fair, and totally atheist, agnostic, whatever it is. Doesn't believe in Hashem, okay, on the whole. I can't be motzi someone in bracha of him. Baruch Atah Hashem, okay, on the whole. He does not subscribe to that. As opposed to the Torah, let's say typically at such a wedding, it was typically both the husband, the young husband and the young wife who are aligned in that. Or let's say the young husband and young wife are both deaf. So how does that work? Then if Yehuda raises the suggestion, well, maybe we say the bracha for the kala. Why the kala? He says, well, the Rambam does say that the mitzvah applies to the kala also, somewhat. He says, oh, but if Chereish and Asa Chareishas, he's deaf, she's deaf, or what the more contemporary poets can discuss, both he and she are tragically atheists, Vadai Lidati Ein Kamra. And Yehuda says, the Torah can't make a bracha, can't be both seen, can't be both seen, can't make a bracha. Most posts can disagree with Arjuna. And most contemporary posts assume that you can say the bracha, even if neither the chassan nor the kala can hear, or even if neither the chassan nor the kala subscribe to Hashem Elokeinu Malcho. Why? Because the rush, what flows from the rush is the who's chayiv. Call it and son. Call. Everyone who's there, everyone who's present, who's witnessing the Kiddushin, makes a bracha. I'm sorry, did that the wrong way. Rush would say, who's chayiv? Call it and son. Everyone is there. It's chayiv in the bracha. The Rambam, it's dafka, the ish hamakadish. And maybe also the isha hamiskadeshes. Rambam says later in Perek Tezvav, he says, well, Midrabanan, there's a mitzvah for the woman to get married. The core mitzvah d'oraisa is the Kaddish HaSaisha, is the husband's mitzvah. But for the Rosh, everyone is chayiv. And now, so what do we have? Now we're ready to put it all together. What do we have? We have a fundamental machlokas Rosh and Rambam. We got to it through the world of brachos, but the world of brachos is just an afkamina and the underlying really fundamental machlokas. The really fundamental machlokas is there a mitzvah to get married? It's certainly halachically desired. It's a halachic desert adam, if you like. But is it a mitzvah in and of itself? Machlokas. Rambam says in Perek Aleph, yes. The Rush writes in Ksuvas, no. As a result, the Gemara does say there's a bracha that you make, that's for sure. Subastav Zayin, and the bracha starts Asher Ki Shalom Sosef Tzivanu. But on the other hand, after that, opening the Nusach, that sounds like a Birkas HaMitzvah, it sort of goes, makes a left turn. It doesn't say, the rest of the bracha doesn't sound like a Birkas HaMitzvah. The bracha itself, so hard to figure out, is it a Birkas HaMitzvah that goes rogue later, or is it not a Birkas HaMitzvah, but uses Asher Ki Shalom Sosef Tzivanu? So the Rambam, who says in the Mitzvah Kaddish, says, the bracha is a Birkas HaMitzvah. The Rosh says, there is no Mitzvah Kaddish, says the bracha is obviously not a Birkas HaMitzvah, there's no Mitzvah. And that's why it's unusual in so many ways. Rather, it's a bigger shalom voda. Again, with the Rosh's chiddush, that you can have a bigger shalom voda on a bria ruchnis, on a kadosh baruch hu's spiritual creations. We can also call the shalom voda. As a result, right, the question whether there's a mitzvah kadosh or not leads to the question of what type of bracha it is, and that in turn leads to two or three subsequent nafkaminas. The Rosh thought, the Rambam disagrees, obviously, the Rosh thought that if it would have been in Birkas HaMitzvah, it would have had a different, straighter, more straightforward nusach, the Kaddish as Isha. Indeed, the Rishalmi, as an aside, does have such a bracha. The Rambam clearly does not think that needs to be the case. Two clear nafkaminas are when and who. When the Rambam writes very clearly, it's a Birkas HaMitzvah over Las Yasan. No. While the Rosh, if you put the pieces together, seems to say you don't need Birkas over Las Yasan because it's not a Birkas HaMitzvah. That's how we understood the opening paragraph of the Rosh. And number two, who is Chayim? The Buddha raises this question, who is Chayim? Shulchan Aruch, Rambam Shulchan Aruch make it sound like it's the husband. Maybe the Nagman says, I can squeeze out the wife. But the truth is, most poskim assume that Evon is Chayiv, and the Messiah Kedushin can be Motzi other people, even if he cannot be Motzi the Chasid nor the Kala. Because if it's a big Shavu Adah, so I have to point out, the Simon Lama Tess and Dikvet Son, the Shavu Adah has nothing to do with the Chasid Kala per se. It's for everyone. It's an event, it's an experience that we're having that calls for such a God. And now finally we take it back to where we started. And then that would take a question directly about this?
Yeah. But so I get how in the end that it's everyone's problem, therefore Rabbi could say it or anyone else can say it, but how is the Chasam and the Kala going to be Yotzi in the case where they're both deaf? Or how are they going
to
say it?
Oh, good. So if they're both deaf, they're probably going to have to make their own bracha. Or if the Chasam's deaf, the Kala's not deaf, he may have to make his own bracha because he can't hear anyone else, so he'll have to say it on his own. Which nobody would point out as a violation of the usual minig that the Ramah quoted Acher Mevarach. Okay, well, we have no choice. Strictly speaking, he can make it for himself. Our practice is Shlo Avayish Mishen Yodeya. We don't. So, okay, in this case, the Chassid will make it for himself. But you can still be Makai in the minig by having the Rav make it for the Kal. The minig is Acher Mevarach. The Rav will make it for the Chassid may whisper on his own. The Rav will make it out loud for the Kal. Everyone's happy. But now you said, but if both the Chassid and the Kal are deaf, then there's no, the Masada Kedushin is going to remain silent. But that's not our practice, because Alpi Pasha, I have to point out, that the Yehuda is built, as the Mechaber is, on the assumption of the Shita Sarama. As we saw, the Mechaber is more, is almost coined the Lashon Rama verbatim in Perek Gimel. And the Rama Perek Gimel is Lashitas on Perek Aleph, that is in Mitzvah Kaddish. But our practice that we do, Masada Kedushin say the Birkas Eiris, and even if Chassid and Kala are both deaf, or even if Chassid and Kala are both tragically atheistic, why? Because we're assuming that everyone else, the rabbi and everyone else who's there, all the hundreds of guests also need their bracha. Pinchas.
For the Rambam, you explained that case of the Sheikh Hisham Kogona. Do we have a way that you could explain the rest of the Lashon Bracha? Rather than just saying, it's strange?
How would he respond to the kashas of the Rosh?
It just boils down to, is it a mitzvah or is it not a mitzvah? If it's a mitzvah, then it's a mitzvah. If it's not, it's not.
The response to the question of, well, the Rambam does say it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, clearly, and yet the Lashon HaBracha is more lengthy. I would push back, you can push back against the Rosh somewhat. It's rare, but it's not singular. This isn't the only case, maybe, where you have a bracha that's a little more lengthy and yet is a birkas hamitzvah. There are other cases where a bracha begins Asher Gishon Sotsu V'Sivanu and it goes on for a paragraph instead of for a phrase. The two in particular should come to mind. Well, he doesn't have a tzivano, true. But he does say it's a birkas hamitzvah. Where else do we have a birkas hamitzvah that goes longer? Yeah, David? Kiddush. Kiddush, yeah. The question is, Kiddush though might not be a birkas hamitzvah. Kiddush might talk a bit of with it. Okay, but Kiddush definitely starts our Shaka Yishanu, the mitzvah. Okay, it does start also with that Nosuch. Good, Kiddush, yeah. What else? New buds in Nisan. Yeah, I don't know if we say Asher Kishanu. That is a longer bracha for sure. Any other Asher Kishanu Sosa Vitzivanus? There's one that we say at a different type of life cycle event. Another one that we say every morning. Lasik V'Divrei Torah, right? The big machloka is whether the Birkas HaTorah are two or three. The Harav does begin a new bracha. You're supposed to say Amen after Lasik V'Divrei Torah, or is it one long paragraph? It's all one long bracha. If it's one long bracha, that's also Asher Kishanu Sotsu V'Tzivanu, and then a whole paragraph. And there's a different life cycle event. Yeah, Amila, the Mohel says a straightforward Asher Kishanu Sotsu V'Tzivanu al Hamila. Cannot be more direct than that. But then there's another Asher Kishanu Sotsu V'Tzivanu, which is incredibly striking. Two Asher Kishanu Sotsu V'Tzivanus. The Avi Ben says, Asher Kishanu Sotsu V'Tzivanu, V'achniso b'rviso sh'arva mavinu. That's also not quite as long, but also flowery and poetic, and also not really naming the mitzvah. So, there's conversation about both of those, especially Birkas HaTorah, because there's also machlokas. Is it somewhat parallel machlokas? Is it Birkas HaMitzvah? Is it Birkas HaMitzvah, but it's longer? Or is it not a Birkas HaMitzvah, but it starts with Asher Kishanu Sotsu V'Tzivanu? It has to be the exception to one rule or the other. But again, the Rambam might agree with some of the Rosh's ideas. Again, as we saw, he opens with what seems like he's driving the same concept that the Rosh saw in the bracha, which is that there is extraordinary. The Rambam is front loading Halachas of Kiddushin with notice how extraordinary this gift to the Jewish people is. Look at what used to be, and look at what we have now. So the Rambam maybe would agree. I don't know. Maybe I would agree with the Rosh. It's a Birkas HaMitzvah, but yes, once Chazam is signing the Birkas HaMitzvah, they also maybe, as very as he may agree to the Siyag idea, it should have been a straightforward Birkas HaMitzvah, but there's a danger, so I need to build in. I need to build in reminders. This is just Kiddushin, not Mutar yet. Maybe even Chazal wanted the Birka Bracha on the Torah and the Bracha on Kiddushin to be more flowery. These are unusual gifts. So they're mitzvahs, but they also get a little more flourish. Yeah.
Another question for the implied question in the Rosh of if this is not a Birkas, if the Birkas Arison is not a Birkas Mitzvah, so where is Birkas Mitzvah? And the Rosh seemed to answer it by saying that Priya Rabia is the Yom HaMitzvah.
Right. No, this is not, Kiddushin is not in of itself a mitzvah at all.
So how does that answer the question of where is the Birkas Mitzvah?
There's no need for a Birkas Mitzvah because there's no mitzvah happening right now. Just like when you build a sukkah, you don't make a bracha. Why do you make a bracha and build a sukkah? That's just because you're not being mekayem mitzvah enough. It's a hechsher mitzvah. You're supposed to build a sukkah, but building a sukkah is not in and of itself a mitzvah. It's a preliminary step. According to the Bavli, that's how we baskin. It's the only hechsher mitzvah. There's no bracha. So the Rosh would say here too. You're supposed to be doing this, just like you're supposed to build a sukkah. You're supposed to be getting married. We encourage you to do this. But you're not. This is not in of itself a mitzvah, and therefore there's no bracha. One last question, then let's wrap it all together. Avichai.
Two things. One, the Rosh seems to be saying that Rav Hashava could be a bracha bat kala, based off of the first question asked, which isn't one of the ones that gets answered by saying that it's not a bracha mitzvah.
What do you mean?
The first.
Oh, the first paragraph. The first paragraph, I think, the first angle he had was, if it is a Birkas HaMitzvah, but still, because it's a two-person mitzvah, maybe this is an exception to the usual rule of of Ovelas Yasan, because a two-person mitzvah, this is one of the exceptional cases we make the bracha after. There are a few cases which are exceptions. Alantil Sadaim, our practice is to say afterwards, sometimes you have to make the bracha on Tevila after. There are a question about, the Gemara's discussion about Alantil Lulav, maybe you have to make the bracha. There are a small handful of cases where it's a Birkta mitzvah, but for some technical reason, you need to make the bracha after a ger goes to mikveh to become Jewish. So you can't make Alantil before he goes to mikveh because he's not Jewish yet. So he makes the Al-Tilo after. Okay. Everyone said, well, you have an exception. The first movement, very good. I'm glad you remember that. The first approach of the Rosh in the first paragraph was, it is a Birkas HaMitzvah, but it's a unique type of exceptional case where you have to make a Brach after. But his second response was fundamental, was that the Nusach HaBracha indicates that this isn't a Birkas HaMitzvah at all, and therefore all bets are off. The Ovelas Yasin doesn't apply whatsoever. We're not dealing with a Birkas HaMitzvah. Now, finally, let us wrap it all up. Yeah, indeed. There's a machlokas, if indeed there's a machlokas. Step one, whether the marriage is in of itself a mitzvah or not. And therefore, step two, whether the bracha, which you certainly do say in conjunction with kiddushin, whether that bracha is a birkas mitzvah or birkas avodah. And therefore, step three, not only a question of when you say the bracha, but who is chayiv in the bracha. And if that last nafkamina indicated that we push comes to shove, we do follow the rush, despite the fact that we always split the nafkamina a little bit. In other words, we do say the bracha beforehand. We do say the bracha beforehand, which the rush maybe would have been happier. Not clear. Not that maybe he would have been happier if we said the bracha after. But when push comes to shove, and the chas and kala are not listening or cannot listen, or don't believe in what it is that we're saying in the bracha, we do still make the bracha. Which indicates that at core, we do pass my drash. That's a bit of us. Shabbat. There we go. More to the point, practically, it's everyone's bracha. And therefore, we come back to Rishneir Kotler's kasha on his grandfather. Rishneir Kotler had asked, my grandfather said, if a woman is patur from Havdalah, the bracha Havdalah that has to be between the bar pragat and the drinking, Ibrazai has the woman drink under the chuppah. She's patura from the birkas erusin, and yet she's drinking. It's not a hefsek. So number one, even according to the Rambam, as No Yehuda pointed out, it might be the bracha of both the chasin and the kala. And that's a longer, as Shefter points out, with the fact that in Perek Tes Vav, I think it was Perek Tes Vav Alach HaTazayim, Perek Tes Vav Alach HaTazayim, the Rambam says, marriage is a mitzvah d'oraisa for men and a mitzvah d'rabbanan for women. Okay. But more than that, is that according to the Rosh, it's everyone's bracha. According to the Rosh, the Birkas Shalom of the Hodah. It doesn't matter who has the mitzvah to get married. According to Rosh, it's not a bracha on getting married. I mean, it's not a birkas on mitzvah. The mitzvah of getting married is a birkas shayv v'hoda in reaction to the event of the marriage and the spiritual beauty and majesty that captures. So it's he's chayiv and she's chayeves and I'm chayiv and you're chayiv and everyone in the audience is chayiv in the bracha. The rabbi, according to the Rosh, is not just v'motzi the chasen and maybe the kala, he'd be mostly every single guest. Everyone is watching the spiritual lightning under the chuppah. Everyone is watching the kedusha. Wow, what an amazing moment. We're all chayiv in Birkas HaAvodah. And therefore, unlike Havdalah, according to the Rosh, in a Hanami, if you held like the Rambam, maybe Rizzi Zalman would say, then taka, the woman should not drink. I don't think the Shulchan Aruch or the Rambam ever explicitly say the woman drinks from the Kos Erizin. Our practice is the woman does drink from the Kos Erizin, but that's aligned with our practice that Masari Kedushin would say the Birkas Erizin, even if neither the Chasen nor Kala be noted to the Bracha, because at core, we follow the Rosh. And the Bracha is the Birkas HaAvodah, and therefore is universal obligation for anyone who's present, including, obviously, the chasen and the kala. So under the chuppah, the Masada Kedushin will tell the chasen kala to have specific mind to be yotzei, because both according to Rambam and according to Rosh, the Chassan is definitely Chayiv, and the Kalah perhaps as well. But according to the Rosh, everyone else who's there is a Chayiv too. Okay, that's why many Misadri Kiddushin prefer to avoid using a microphone. If you go enough ways, you know, some have a microphone, some don't have a microphone. Part of the issue is if that there's a three-way machlokas 20th century poskim, can you be yotzei shomei ka'one if listening to something over a microphone or by phone? As a fair chef likes to point out, the famous chazan decades ago, we used to call his widowed mother every Motzai Shabbos and make Abdullah for over the phone. They lived in different places. He would make Abdullah for over the phone. I'm sure it's a very beautiful Abdullah, famous chazan. Whether or not his mother was yotzei, so that's a machlokas aposkin. Three machlokas, yes, no, or maybe, whether you can be yotzei shomei ka'ona over a microphone or telephone. So that's why some Masada Kedushin will prefer not to make the Sheva Brachas with a microphone, because you want everyone to be yotzei. Some Masada Kedushin will even try to avoid using the microphone for the Baker's Erisin, because according to the Rosh, everyone who's at a chuppah, at a Kedushin, to be more precise, ought to be yotzei with the Baker's Erisin. So that's why it's ideal, perhaps, to avoid the use of a microphone. That way everyone can for sure be yotzei if they can hear the Masada Kedushin and say the bracha. Everyone can for sure be yotzei. And so, analysis of Birkas Erison took us backwards and forwards. Took us backwards to dig deeper into the whether there's a mitzvah l'kadesh. It took us forwards in terms of exploring where it takes us moving forward in terms of the number of the details, the categorization, and a number of the details of the Pirtei Halacha of Birkas Erison, specifically who is Chayiv, and that question of who is Chayiv, and the fact that the predominant view in contemporary Poskim is that everyone is Chayiv, resolves Rishnir Kotlis Kasha and Rishnir Zalman. Havdalah is a legitimate Machlokas HaRishon, we saw explicitly in Beis Yosef, is a woman Chayiv is Havdalah or not? That is, and the Ramah says, we try to avoid taking a stand. Acher Yavarech. So that's why, for that reason, Rishnir Zalman said, she should not drink. Avoid taking a stand. Birkas Erison is totally different. According to Rambam, perhaps it's only a bracha for the chassan. Either according to Rambam, it might be a bracha for the kala too, because she has a mitzvah drabbanon, and as Nevi Yehuda seems to indicate, plus, we don't even follow the Nevi Yehuda. We follow the Rosh against the Mechaber and the Rambam. We assume at core that it is a Birkas Shavu Adon, and therefore everyone is chayav. And therefore, in principle, anyone could drink. Sip from the ground, start passing around in the middle, a little indecorous, but it wasn't the hefsek for anyone because everyone was chayiv in that birkas erison. That wraps this up. Where are we heading next week? We're heading next week. Step two, this was the Marmar Kremis one where birkas erison chayil kal. Birkas erison chayil beis will take us diving deeper into this Rambam about birkas erison. That Rambam, Paragimel Halacha Chav Gimel, where he gave his shita, that this is a Birkas HaMitzvah, there's a lot more to mine. And this, what we're going to mine, Richem, next week, in Paragimel Halacha Chav Gimel, will actually take us back, as promised last week, will take us back to Brachas Daf Lamed Hei. Rambam is very, very serious here about Overlas Yassin. He's like very insistent. And if you missed it, tough luck, can't make a bracha. What's going on? Next week, mission, we're going to stage two, level two. We're going to explore this, to dig into this Rambam. This Rambam will bring us to several other Rambams, including the way the Rambam thinks about all of Brachas as a whole. At the very beginning, the first couple of Lachas and Hilchas, Paragal Hilchas Brachas, we're going to be bringing in to work on this. We have a chance to see a very beautiful and historically significant and hashkafically fantastic Tshuva of Noni Behuda. And it's all the love that's going to come back to the opening Amud of Ketz and Devarim.